It is March 16, 2024, and today I could do a healing on my disciple. And first we were to the store and bought some soil for Jesus' garden, because it had been raining so much last summer, so it had going out the soil. So we were to the store and bought, and I walk in the store, but it is so bad because I was walking with a shopping cart, a big, heavy, and it become heavy because we bought this soil, and so I was happy to walk like normal that I walk before I started to get this pain in my knees. But after a while, it suddenly come that I couldn't walk, and I had to sit down and then close my eyes so the brain could rest a little. And then, so he was walking around in the store to find the items we should buy for Jesus' garden, and we are going to work with it when it's be a little warmer. It's still cold, so it's only to work for some minutes and then have to walk in and be warm up the body. And then when we come home, I say we have to rest because it had been much working in the store, and I say it's time to heal you now, I say to him, and he was not scared of it, so he have thinking about it and accept it. So I'd be a little surprised that he say yes to it, and then I say, you don't need to do anything. I hold his hands, and it's always be very hard when I go into the spirit mood and hold people's hand. They be very hard, and much power in them that I don't normally have. And I say to him that you have to tell me what's the problem with you, what you want me to talk to those in afterlife and God about. And he say, oh, it's my whole family to take care of in that way, to protect them. And as he knew this with his son, it had been in his mind then that it can happen the whole family. And I told him that it's not only the family the devil is going and harm. It is people that you know that is your friends and those that take care of you. Those people can be target. I told him, so they are going to be included in this, I said to him. And then he told me his secret, that he had MS, multiple sclerosis in his body, but he didn't have that all the time. It's this that is coming. Suddenly it is coming, and he feel weak in his body. And so I say to him, they know that you know this disease, but it can happen that they target something else, I say. They know what is the best for you, but it should be always that, I have said that all the time, but people need to tell me what error they have in their body or in their relationship of these things. But it is, I think, I don't exactly know, but I think it's to admit that you have error in your body, that you are not so strong as you think you are. Like, be humble, so you can open up your mind and receive. So I told him that you take your car and drive home and not drive the car the whole day, because the healing targeting the brain. The brain is the center of what causes problem. Whatever it is, it's always there. That's where God do the healing. He don't heal your wound, he heal your body too, could heal. He target your brain to do the healing for inside your body. And it was fun. I knew what it was, because in the healing, he said, I'm sorry, he said, and took away his hands. And he said, it's itching up in the head, so I need to scratch, he said. And that confirmed that the healing was going on in his brain. I don't think that he was thinking that the healing took place in his brain in that moment. Yeah, because I have told him that yesterday. So it was not a new thing. I told him that it's targeting the brain. And then we come back. And then when it was over, I don't know how, I don't remember everything that took place, but it was something he was talking about. about communication with the spirits. And I say that you can talk to the one that is on your side. There is a man standing where you are. I say to him, and he wanted to know how he looked like. And he was only a spirit, so it's not very clear for me to see it. But I can communicate with the spirit, and I only knew that he was a little more taller than my disciple, and my disciple is tall. But then this man was taller. And then the fun was that what his name, say, my disciple asked. And I say, I don't know the name. It's very hard to get their names. Because they don't have names in heaven. They know each other on other things, and that I have told you about, that they recognize each other in the way they move their body and how they talking and how they are. And they don't recognize each other in names. So that is not important to say if you want to have contact with someone in heaven. They don't know their names. They don't know their names here on earth. But I say to my disciple, he's saying something with A, I say. But it's hard for me, as you are from South America, you speak. You have other names than what we have here in Europe. I say, and it was something more I was talking about. And then suddenly come a word to me. And I laugh because I say that was not his name, A. It started with A. Because he's saying now, amigo. Amigo, and I'm maybe talking to my disciple about it, because if my disciple have not found out who it was, I'm going to tell him that he say amigo of is instead to tell his name. But maybe this person, because I talk a little that he was in a car accident and he was drinking and doing bad things. But today in heaven he's a different person. And I told my disciple that he should listen at this man, because he know what's going on earth, and he know you, so you should listen. And I think he always say amigo to my disciple. It was what he wanted to tell, that he used very much Amigo when he was close to my disciple, and it was a special way to do it with this Amigo. So that's what, if he have not understood who it was, I would tell him that he should think about if it was someone that used very often Amigo. And I told him that this man, he will come to you in the night, and you should keep it that you have had a visit this night, because he want to talk to you. So I told him, and it turned out in another way than what we maybe have expected it to be. But it is, we don't have any control over what will happen. And this is what this man that come through in his from heaven wanted to tell. We can't not force them to tell, and they don't know their names. If they don't have that with them because of something, they maybe need to say that to a person they meet in heaven, because it's hard for the other person to understand who they are. Because you know, in heaven, the mother can be the daughter of her daughter. They can change age. So when it's this man that was son to this woman, and now in heaven it seems like he is the father that come through, but he is the son, and the mother doesn't understand, then he maybe can pick up his name to help. And so it was the things we needed to do today. And it was really like he understood that we had to protect everyone in his family, because what had happened with his son yesterday. So that is very good. So he want to know. He want to learn. So that is very good. And it doesn't matter where he's coming from and what he have done. It's a new life now. And but I don't know how to help him, as he don't have any job, and he have just got a newborn baby, and then he have this son that is 15 years old, and so he still is in need of his father, and I don't have so much money. Those money I got to travel to Israel, I have some of it still, but it is not much anymore. But after that that healing, I pay him for to do take the soil here to my place, and for the gas in his car. And he'd say that, you don't need to pay me. He'd say, it's like he was saying that he felt guilty after the healing, that he understood that it's much only to get healing from me, because he don't need to pay for the healing. So it is to give from both sides. And I have told him that I have the lowest retirement we can have here in Sweden. So I don't have so much to buy things. But it feel like he say he don't have so much food at home, he say. And I feel like I want to go to the store with him and buy food and a special diapers to the baby. I feel like I want to take him to the store and I pay for what he buy. And it feels needed to do that of some reason. But he can't have so very bad with money, because he must get extra money for the baby. And he is not so bad. He speak perfect Swedish, so he understand everything. And so, but I feel, of some reason, I need to go with him to the store. And of course, not buy very expensive food, but especially these products for the baby. I care for his newborn baby. It's a boy. Yeah, it's a little Jesus, but his name is not Jesus. He had some Latin American name. And I say, no, you don't place this name on your little son, because it's hard for people to remember and say it also. But I say that I don't hide. I tell what I think, even if it's not. I laugh when I say this about the name, so he don't think I was angry, because I explain for him. It will be hard for people to say his name here in Sweden. But it is not me that control it. I only told him this will be a problem. And why do they not take Swedish name when they live here and the baby is born here? They can have that in the second name. In the middle name can be Spanish style. But the first name should be so that it fit in here in Sweden, in case they don't think that they should move back. But It's not me that control it. It's free to call you baby, whatever you want to call. But it is a little difficult for that baby to have a name that people don't remember, and people could not pronounce and say. It be a little hard start in life, I tell you that, but I don't have a control over it. So this is what's going on, and his wife is calling him to come home many times, and I think she's worried about, but she should not be worried. I'm in the same age as his mother, so it have nothing with us to be together in that way. Instead, I say to him, I gave him money, and I say she should be happy that you're coming home with money. And then, is it maybe I have that in my heart and brain to go and buy diapers for the baby next time we meet? I will do that, because I have got retirement this night, so I have some money, but I have people coming to my home and clean up my home, and they are going to clean up my windows also. So it be very tight with money the April month. But I had, when I was homeless in the United States, I had only $25 one month to live on. So I have lived in this poor condition. So it's not hard, because I know in the United States I didn't know where the money should come from. But here in Sweden I have my retirement, so it's coming once a month. So I may be poor one month, but I know it's coming. Coming the money again. So that's a feel security. So it is no one that have given me any support money, and I feel sad, because that's what heaven. I say that in the beginning when I started with the podcast, that I didn't need any money. I was not money hungry, but now I have to feed this disciple and feed his family. I feel it very much, that I need to do it. But I can only do it if I get support money and bring it to him. And you can write disciple when you send the money. I have also my address done, written down, so you can send me an ordinary letter with some money in it and other things in it. I can help you because I can hear from heaven also for you if you send me a letter. That we, in that way, we have contact. So thank you for listening. God bless you. I'm very tired now. It's when I do the healing, it takes two, three days to slow down from the energy that have going on in my body. I don't be my normal me immediately. It have to come back, the energy. So God bless you and thank you for supporting me.